Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on our podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan!
I'm Grez.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots. This week we are covering Robot Wars Extreme Warriors Season 2. EP. More ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Longer and longer.
And we have another of those robots that looks like it belongs in contemporary robot wars.
Yeah, well, let's dive straight into the introductions and we'll see which one you're referencing.
Yeah.
From Virginia, Manta.
Which is the same team that has fought previously in both Robotica and Robot Wars. I believe that there is a robot that they've entered in BattleBots as well. But yeah, Manta, hugely successful robot so far. Probably one of the highlights of the American Robot Wars series.
Mm-hmm. From California, Mad Cowbot.
As someone who had a parent working in the meat trade in the early 90s, the name of this robot triggers me. Certainly nothing in the actual robot itself triggers any sort of emotion. It is a fairly generic drum bot with cow stylings. But yeah. Not the awesome RoboCow head.
Ah, yes, RoboCow.
Yep.
Long live the RoboCow.
Yes.
And from North Carolina, Trilobite.
These guys are trying to be Plunderbird.
Oh.
Emphasis on trying.
Yeah. We have Plunderbird at home.
They did also make Botzilla, which was that tank robot.
Yeah, okay.
Which I would rather have seen than this. This robot has one interesting feature, which is for some reason in this fight it's wearing a cape.
That's pretty cool.
Which I would have thought would have been banned by this point, because inevitably it ends up being an entanglement weapon on Mad Cowbot.
Yep. But it's not like it lasted long enough to do anything else, because the Trilobite breaks down almost instantly.
Yep. In fact, the most exciting thing that happens in this battle, because Manta's weapon isn't working, and Mad Cowbot's weapon gets entangled. Yep. So Killalot starts to play with Trilobite and accidentally runs over Mad Cowbot.
That was brilliant. Yeah, like, Manta's weapon starts working near the end of the fight, and it gets, like, one good shot on the back of Trilobite, and then that was okay, so why did it take so long? It'd spin up the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they didn't do it, and they're like, okay, we'll wait, we're waiting for a good hit.
Yep.
That's it, Trilobite gets flipped, and probably pitted. As is the norm.
Yep. So we'll jump straight into the second match.
From California, Medusa Oblongata.
Oh, that is such an awful name.
Is it any worse than from California?
Sorry, just to describe this robot, it is it's actually a returning team. This time it now is a box with a saw arm.
From California, the Bat.
This robot, it looks awesome. It has these giant wings that it has on top of the robot, and it's a spinner robot. And I was like, oh, I really like this team, and I really like this robot, and I hope we get to see more of it. Until I found out what else this team built, and then I became sad. These are the same guys who built Frenzy.
No way.
We could have had Frenzy.
We did have Frenzy in Robot Wars at one point.
Yeah, but we could have had Frenzy back.
Must have been the BattleBot sent up. And if Frenzy's going to be here, he's not allowed over there.
Yep. Well, I don't know, just give it a different paint job and call it Manic or something. I don't know. There's one more robot.
From North Carolina, Rocky Balboa.
I hate this thing.
Rocky Balboa.
Now, to be fair,
I got nothing.
This team also builds Black Widow that we're covering next week. It is a well-built, inversible pusher robot. It is a very strong robot. It's actually, to be fair to it, it probably actually could do well in modern, in contemporary British robot wars. I don't know that it would be massively successful, and it's certainly not a great looking robot, but at least it does work. However,
talk about the team, Alan.
I can't do
it. Talk about the team, Alan.
Right. Okay.
Go on. Talk about the team, Alan.
So, the team captain, so it's a man named, that comment, right?
Wow, what a weird name.
Duane Bingham. Mm-hmm. He is also the man who built Zero that we've seen in Robotica, as well as a robot called Psht.
Psht. I think that's in the next season.
Oh, yeah. Also, I forgot to mention, Rocky Balboa has a chainsaw.
Yep.
Not that you ever see it work.
Move. It's there, but it doesn't do anything.
And Doug is dressed as a boxer and is doing a really, really bad Sly Stallone impression.
I thought you were going to say spot on.
Oh, no, it's not. No. No.
The one thing that I will give him is he does not drop character once.
Yeah, okay. Give him credit. He stays in character. It's just that that character is awful!
It is. Mick Foley keeps turning around to him, like after every fight, going, well, you remind me of me and my
Oh,
prime. And he's like,
no.
oh, at least you had a prime. Wow, that was not even close. Jesus Christ.
See, here's the thing. That was the first time they did that. It raised a very slight chuckle. Is that, haha, that okay. It was the second time they did it, and I was like, oh no. And then I found out, oh no, this is a team that also contests the tag team competition as well. And I went, oh no.
Ah, he's back.
And
Okay.
by the way, yes, every time. Every fucking time.
So, did we actually talk about this fight yet? I can't remember. I don't think we did.
No, the fight is actually quite fun. First of all, the wings are gone immediately.
Yeah, like I feel like they were claiming that they were meant to be something specific, but they literally just go boop and pop off
At
like
first, I
the
was like,
slightest nudge.
oh, are they like a really bizarre looking Shreemech?
Well, I don't think so because I think their stats say they have no Shreemak.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, the wings are off immediately.
Yeah. Like the weapon of the bat looks quite good.
And
Keyboard looks.
yes. Now, Medusa Ab Obligata then goes blade to blade with the bat, which knocks Medusa out. This will become important. Medusa is obviously dead immediately,
Yeah,
to the point
and Sir
where
Camelot
the house
starts playing
wizards
with
are
it.
playing with it. Then at one
However,
point, Rocky Balboa runs into the bat and it hits it so hard the top armor comes loose. And
God.
then it gets weird. Now, this could be a case of weird editing. I don't know. I don't think so. The bat conks out.
The funniest part was in a very wrestling-y style like camera angle. Yes, I'm going to reference it again. You see Refba over with the bat, and then in the background you just see Sir Killalot beating the crap out of Medusa just behind the referee's back. And
Yeah.
oh, it was just found that really funny. It was just as if the ref had no idea that Medusa was knocked out.
Yeah. So just to make this clear, it's not just a case of, oh, then the fight ends. Then we get like the torture sequence. Like, Sir Killalot pushes the bat over the flames.
And then throws it in the pit.
And throws it in the pit. And then they start to look. Mick Foley is saying, oh, there seems to be a split decision. No, that's not a split decision. That's not what a split decision means. And then it's a, right, we're going to have to take this to the judges. Why? It's this
Yeah,
bizarre.
it wasn't even like it was close that these two robots were knocked out. One of them was significantly knocked out for a long period of time.
Yeah.
But okay, nevertheless, the bat makes it through. Admittedly, I'll give them some credit. Other than putting the bat over the flame pit a little,
Yeah.
the Sir Kellogg didn't really attack the bat, so didn't really give it too much damage. But I did find that weird though, because Sir Kellogg was the one that was beating up Medusa, and then as soon as the 10 count hit, he just promptly left Medusa, turned around, and started attacking the bat.
Yeah. So it's this really weird thing. Look, Mick Foley seems to be talking as if this was a close run thing. Now, I don't know. It might be the edit. It might be the edit. But it is. You're just sitting there, what the Jesus? If this is the edited version, how bad was it in real life?
I think I remember one time years ago, before these episodes were online, I thought, how lucky for the people that were in this audience that got to see fights like this that have never been seen in the UK. Now that I've watched a lot of those fights, I take back anything I ever said.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TEKNOAXE. So, on the plus side, hey, we might not need to hear that joke with Rocky Balboa again, because they're facing Manta, and obviously Manta's going to win. It's
Yep,
not
so
like.
we get the introductions of both teams, so you get a little bit more of Rocky Balboa, Botboa action.
But hey, it's Manta. I mean, Manta, it's going to dominate. I mean, the weapon doesn't work immediately. But hey, it's really fast and maneuverable. It will start pushing Rocky Balboa around. And hey, it's doing that until suddenly it's not. And then when it becomes an actual pushing match, Rocky Balboa is stronger. But hey, it's not like Manta has a history of its battery stopping working towards the end of a fight.
Manta goes for the pit and then promptly just dies. There was one part in the match where, like, Rocky pushes back on Manta and sends him into Shunt CPZ, and so Shunt gets an axe blow. Maybe that was what done it, maybe not, I'm not too sure, but then half of this match the commentator starts making fun of Rocky Balboa's chainsaw.
I mean, to be
Like
fair, I don't know.
he's not wrong.
It's more just kind of. It's like it's rubbing its damp slug against an opponent. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he just kept saying, like, the flimsy chainsaw, and it's like, I mean, you're not wrong, but it's just funny that you're pointing that out.
Notably, he's not really talking about the match because nothing's really happening.
No, it's just a lot of pushing. Like, you would have thought, like, this is the thing, like, Manta made a big deal about them getting a bigger, more destructive weapon,
And the
and
weapon's
we've
just
seen it
nowhere.
once. Yeah. We seen it once at the very end of the first fight, and that was it.
Yeah.
It was. And then we go to a judge's decision, but
And
let's
we
face
did
it, Matt.
it, Adrian! We did it!
Let's face it, Manta was practically dead by this point anyway, so.
Yeah.
Rocky Balboa has defeated Manta. It is through to the final.
So we then get on to
And then Mick says, "Oh, you remind me a lot of me in my prime." And then the guy in Rocky Balboa goes, "At least you had a prime."
hilarious. So anyway, Mad Cow Bot versus the Bat. I'm sure at some point someone suggests, oh, it looks like this house robot is going to eat the bath or something like that. Or I think that's what I put in my notes, and I went, maybe not. That doesn't end well.
Just as long as you cook it well enough so you don't start a global pandemic.
Yeah. So, the two robots go immediately weapon to weapon. And at first, it looks like the bat is actually doing better out of it. And then it's just like it all starts to fall apart. One of the wings comes off, the weapon isn't working, and Mad Cow is actually doing damage. And that would be great if it was moving properly.
Yep, now spin around in a circle.
Yep.
And
That's the fight.
that's kind of it.
I mean, it is. It's. I know we kind of jokingly said, "Oh, it has season two vibes." This is what we mean. It is that sort of. Someone had to sit here for 5 minutes watching two robots that could barely go straight.
Every now and again, you get a nice bit of collision, but
And then there is this.
other...
Actually, more people are watching this than were watching Collision now.
Fucking hell, you're on one tonight,
The
today,
match
this
ends.
afternoon.
The match ends with the bat roasting Mad Cow on the fire.
Boygas.
And in the judge's decision, the bat wins.
Yeah, too right. I mean, the bat was free moving. Can't deny that. Even if Mad Cow did deliver a hell of a lot more damage.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the final, Rocky Balboa versus the bat. But first, 10 minutes of watching the entire fucking show again, because these recaps practically show the entire fight.
I mean, to be fair, that's how much. That is about as much interest as. I mean, literally, it's telling. You can show the entire show in 10 minutes.
Yep. That's why when I sat down and went, right, okay, I've got X amount of time and I've got 42 minutes per episode to get through. So I'll make you probably sit here for about 2 and a bit hours. Nope. One and
Yeah,
a
after
half.
a
Done.
while you realize, oh wait, there's 10 minutes of the show I can just skip.
Yeah.
So, the Bat versus Rocky Bat Bot Boa.
Rocky Balboa.
And I
That's a
have to
tag team.
say, the loser of this match is the audience. Yeah, no, this is where I put the note. So Rocky rams the bat into the CPZ and Shunt eats bat, which is a bad idea. This match is a crushing. Rocky Balboa just is outmaneuvering, out strategizing, and out fighting the bat. It is a beatdown. And it's really frustrating because it takes way longer than it should because it's a push bot. So the match ends with just bat roasting on the fire pit.
Yep.
And yes, and then after the end of the match, we find out that Rocky Bot Boa, the team, does believe in the comedy rule of threes.
Yeah, because after the match, Mick Foley turns around and says, ha, you know what? You remind me a lot of me in my prime. And then the guy from Rocky Balboa goes, at least you had a prime. Rocky Balboa will return.
Yes, in the grand final.
I'm sure you can't wait for that.
In
So
fact,
there's at least two more episodes of Rocky Balboa action.
yes. And also, one of the main sections in the trivia is a running gag was used at the end of each Rocky Balboa victory. However, there are some interesting factoids.
Go on.
This episode featured the highest number of split decisions in the whole of Robot Wars, with the judges in
Wow.
disagreement over three different battles. It doesn't tell you what those three battles are.
Figure it out for yourselves.
And also, something that was not mentioned or noticed in the episode, but apparently is in the when the event originally happened. At one point, Sakil Lot caught fire.
Yeah, maybe I think like he kind of went over the flame part, maybe with the bat,
Yep.
because he was definitely smoking from that point.
So yeah, that was Heat B. And hey, I mean it's not like the robot standard can get worse. Why do I hear circus music? We'll be back next week!